Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The host chair, Show Pony, out today, out tomorrow, will return on Thursday, and then out on Friday. Very strange, but nonetheless, we love him and we'll take him any opportunity we can get as a host of this show. See, I was able to get to that before Vlad hit me with a pause. I had to say host of the show. You feel me? I had to say that. I had to finish that sentence real quick. Come on.
You're right.
We do have an action-packed show as we continue, though, but we're going to step into the Marcos mixed bag here. So I have a few stories I wanted to run by you guys and get your opinion on it. This one may hit a little close to home to Figgy here, as it has to do with the Prince of Darkness himself.
Are you going to try to make me cry right now?
No, but this may make you a little bit angry. Ooh. As it made Kelly Osbourne, son of the Prince of, I'm sorry, daughter of the
daughter?
Prince of Darkness.
Okay.
Oh my God.
I apologize. Very upset. Recently, WWE was in the, this was last night?
This was last night.
Oh yeah, Monday Night Raw. Duh, what the hell? I lose track of the days. I apologize. They were in Ozzy Osbourne's hometown, which I had no clue was apparently Birmingham.
Mm-hmm.
I thought Birmingham only existed in Alabama.
No, there's one in England.
Marcos, apparently there's one. Well, you can't. Minus one.
I mean,
fair.
No.
I mean, look, that's just typical
American
ignorance.
Does he look like he's from Alabama?
He's just saying the only Birmingham.
I didn't know there was a Birmingham.
Yes, I'm not going to knock him for not knowing there was a Birmingham in England.
I am.
Did you know there was a Birmingham in England?
Yes, yeah. I did.
I did, but I'm not knocking you.
Everyone knows, apparently.
I mean, you're a fraud.
But see, I stay in one pond at a time, baby. I don't go over the pond.
You didn't go to the English pond.
So, anyway, Becky Lynch, known as The Man. I like her personally. You're a fan of WWE as well. What is your opinion on Becky Lynch? A respectable Vlad, or who cares?
No, I like Becky. I just some of the things with the character, I don't like the man. There's only one man. Pause. But like, you know, Ric Flair is the man, but she took that. There was a whole thing about that. I like her heel character, but you know, when you're a heel, you're gonna say things that might offend people.
What did Becky have to say, huh?
Oh, I like to see Jay Fig go after Becky.
The way she addressed the crowd yesterday, she continued to play into the heel role. She said the only good thing that came out of here, of course, referring to Birmingham, London, or England, I don't know, you get it. The only good thing that came out of here died a month ago. But in fairness to Ozzy Osbourne, he had the good sense to move to LA, because if I lived in Birmingham, I'd die too.
Which,
as you can imagine, was met with a lot of boos.
That's distasteful.
But in addition to that,
that's just distasteful. Why would you even say that?
Kelly Osbourne responded on her Instagram stating, Becky Lynch, you are a disrespectful dirtbag. Birmingham would not piss on you if you were on fire. Birmingham forever. Shame on the WWE for allowing such things to be said about my father and his home.
Ooh.
Yikes.
Way too soon, and there was no need for any of that.
I feel that. I mean, she's not necessarily a comedian in a comedy club. This is on a national scale. But is there any way better to gain heat from an audience than to completely disrespect them and the thing that they love the
most?
You
could disrespect them, but it's kind of shaky to be mentioning somebody after they
passed. Who just died.
Yeah.
Just died. You know what I'm saying? Just died.
But,
I mean, if you're going to be a heel.
I mean, hey.
Be a heel.
She's definitely leaning
don't
into it. That was one way
to.
But you see, the thing about it is when you're heel, don't be at, oh, it's only entertainment if somebody take it.
Yeah. Right.
For sure. No, right. You take it personally.
You can't. See, that's the thing I hate about, like, when you say something or do something over the top and people get offended, you can't then hide behind your profession. Like, you can't then hide. Because even comedians sometimes, you know, they push the envelope, but if they go too far, you got to just eat it. You know what I mean? You can't then all of a sudden say, hey, I was just telling a joke.
Now, this is an interesting topic that we're getting on here about blurring the line between real, not real wrestling, what crosses the line, what doesn't. I wanted to know if you guys had an opportunity to talk about Rampage Jackson's son, Rajah Jackson, yesterday. Did you guys have a chance to discuss that?
No.
Do you know anything that's going on within that story by any chance?
I just saw, was that the video where?
Yes, probably the one that you've seen that is viral now. Just to give guys a quick a synopsis of what's going on, a video here that I'll be playing on our YouTube and Twitch stream. It starts with this confrontation outside of what looks like, an independent wrestling event. It's going to get back to it right now. Based off what I'm understanding, this confrontation between the man known as Psycho Stu and Rampage Jackson's son here, Rajah, was supposed to be a work of some sort.
So Rajah has a stream on
Kick, right?
On Kick, I believe. So he was doing a live stream. And at first, I think the wrestler had stepped up to him and he had thought he was part of the, part of the.
Yeah, like thought he was part of the promotion. Part
of the entertainment for the night. So, he stepped up to him and everything. Then later found out that he wasn't really part of it. Apologized to Rajah. Then, during the apology, they said, hey, let's try to work that back in the ring. And in the ring, since the wrestler had hit Rajah in wrestling term was going to get his receipt. Receipts basically get your lick back. The lick back was pretty violent and it was.
I don't know if it was equal necessarily.
No, it wasn't equal and he didn't. And the other thing about it is, I believe Rajah was also, I think he's a UFC MMA fighter or something to that effect. And
yeah,
he just came out of a concussion. So he might not, his head might not all be right, coming to concussion and everything like that. But it was a nasty situation. It was a nasty situation. I think the WWE has nicks all ties with that promotion.
Now, the idea that someone whose father is named Rampage would do something that's crazy is not necessarily the shock. It just was understanding what was real. It seemed like this was something that just completely went off the rails. And unfortunately now, Rampage Jackson, according to TMZ Sports, is receiving death threats over his son's actions. And he's making it clear that obviously he wants those to stop and say that his inboxes and social media pages have been a cesspool since last Saturday. It's a lot of racist people giving me death threats and stuff like that, Rampage told.
There's reasons for that. Because he was it was a live stream with Kick. So both he and his son were live streaming. And he was the one that was instigating, if you want to say. Because he was like, oh, yeah, you better go get your lick back and all of that stuff and everything. But
that is a bit of a problem. Because as you can see, like, towards the end of this video, after he's already leaving and roaming the streets, Rajah is kind of saying things along the lines of, I'm tired of everyone thinking I'm soft. I'm tired of everyone, you know, kind of commenting on the fact that a lot of people's opinions about him may have influenced his decision into beating the living hell out of this guy. But, you know, there's a lot of people who are like, hey, you know, as a wrestler, he shouldn't have done that to begin with. And there's other people saying that he went too far.
Can I just say this?
Yeah.
And this is for all people out there. Sometimes people do things and the reaction that they get, they want to control. And you can't, right? And once it gets to that point, don't be mad at the reaction. You instigated it. And so from that standpoint, when this whole thing was started and you win that bro a certain way, and then you give him an opportunity to get his get back, when the whole thing around him was people think I'm soft, you know he got to go over the top. And if you know this, you probably shouldn't have went at him like that in the beginning. I'm tired of people acting a certain way and didn't want to control the snapback, didn't want to control the reaction, right? People come at you and talk to you any kind of way, and then you get really mad, and then they tell you to calm down. You know, I was calm before you said a word to me. And
I do want your opinion on this, though, Leroy. There's a photo that I am pulling up here because, you know, I, without knowing a lot of the context of the situation, I know we got to take it to break, so I'll make this quick. But I did see this and was like, you know, this wrestler obviously not necessarily purposely instigated because he thought this guy was part of the promotion. But I initially was like, he instigated this moment. How could he not have seen this coming? But there's more things that continue to come out, like this picture I'm about to post now that I want your opinion on, because like you said, Leroy, you can't rile someone up and then get mad at for how they react.
Right.
But there is a picture that is circulating now that was on TMZ and various social media outlets that shows after this, but before the actual confrontation, an apology in which Psycho Stu, the man who instigated the event, is on his knees, like shaking his hand and asking for his apology.
Because yeah, that was before. Was that's what I just said. It was before.
Yeah,
he stepped
so now before. This.
But here,
do you think it's too?
I'm gonna use the words of one Brendan J. Tobin. The J stands for jackass.
Thanks for the clarification.
Like, okay, when you do something in public and then apologize behind closed doors, that ain't fixed. So the thought of how people feel about young Lil Jackson, that ain't fixed. You got to fix that. And how do you fix that? You fix that just like how it happened.
Seems like it was fixed.
Right.
But
again, you can't, like, man, you can't do what you want to do and then think, oh, I apologize, it's over. Always over. Stop. We all been in situations where somebody has made us feel a certain way or did something to us, and then they go, I'm sorry. Like, great. You sorry. It don't change nothing.
Well, we got that and much more on the Tobin and Leroy Show. When we come back, we're going to learn what new words have been added to the dictionary. We are going to play Radio Taboo and continue to monitor the NFL cuts. We got that and much more when we come back.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but... Scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.